Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh. First episode of the Seriously Psychic podcast, other than my little intro. I am feeling excited. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to talk about today, but we are just going to go with the wind, go with the flow. So the last week I have been really quite unwell. There's a lot of yucky bugs and symptoms going around at the moment. So I have basically been purging for the last week, almost 6 days. I haven't moved very far from the couch or the bed, which has been a bit tricky because, you know, I've got lots of things that I want to be doing, but when you just don't have the energy, it's really important to listen to your body and to rest. There's lots of purging happening with the full moon. So lots of cleansing and clearing out because we're coming up to this new beginning, and it's such a huge new beginning that we're stepping into. And I've tuned into spirit before I've jumped on here. So I'm just basically going to channel through as we go. Whatever messages need to come through today, whatever needs to be spoken about will be spoken about. And they're kind of getting me straight into this purging. This full moon energy has been really heavy. It's been really up and down, going through lots of emotional stages or different emotions, feeling different emotions, from anger to joy to depression to anxiety to just feeling completely elated and full of life. It's just been a really big roller coaster, and I definitely have been through this the last week. I have had, you know, situations where I'm like, yeah, I've got all this energy, to absolutely crashing, full on meltdown on the couch to my partner being like, this is the worst thing ever. And just finding it really difficult to kind of move through those emotions because of how heavy they've been. But the one thing that's really got me through this week is community. So chatting to other spiritual people who are also going through the exact same thing has been really comforting. Knowing that you're not alone on this spiritual journey is just so, so important. Because otherwise you kind of feel like you are going crazy because if you're talking to people that don't really get it or just aren't really on that same wavelength, it can be really, it can just make you feel like a bit of an alien. I know that sounds, I don't know whether that's the right word, alienated. It makes you feel a little bit alienated. So when you kind of step into your true authentic self, when you start showing up as who you are, deep to your core and in your soul, you end up attracting a lot of like-minded people who can relate and who will be able to support you and be that community around you, because it's just extremely, extremely important. And spirit are just saying now, like, if you're in a space where you don't feel like you have a lot of community around you, they want you to kind of have a look at where you are showing up in life. So this saying always comes back to me. If you want a drinking buddy, you go to a bar, right? So I want you to think, if you're someone who really enjoys yoga or who really loves crystals or is really spiritually in tuned, have a look around and see, are you trying to make friends at, say, the football club, or, you know, by going out and having a drink, or, you know, through work or whatever? Like, have a look at the environments that you're putting yourself in, because it might be time to think about, okay, maybe I need to go to a women's circle. Maybe I need to go down to the crystal shop and ask the lady at the counter what she's into and make a little bit of a friend with the crystal shop owner. You know, like, put yourself into situations where you are going to meet these like-minded people, because it's just like, I don't know how to explain it, but what they're saying to me so bluntly is that it's just not going to work if you're putting yourself in situations where your energy is having to shift or to be dulled down or to not be how it truly is based on the situations that you're putting yourself in. And I'm not really sure if that quite makes sense, but if you are, yeah, I mean, like, if you don't drink and you're going down to the bar to try and make friends, then, you know, the chance of you meeting someone who is on the same wavelengths as you is going to be quite slim. That's just basically what they're saying. So if you're in a space where you are in the hunt for some community, or you're wanting to maybe do some volunteering even, maybe you're really passionate about helping others and you want to volunteer, like, have a look into, like, different community groups. I know that here where I am, there's a beautiful group called Spark, and, you know, they're a mental health initiative. And, you know, if that's what you're kind of passionate in, have a look at different places where you might be able to volunteer and to become a part of this bigger community, to make you feel that sense of belonging, because it's so important to feel like you belong. And if you're in a space where you don't really feel like you fit in, or you're feeling like you're feeling misunderstood, or just feeling like you haven't found your people yet, I want you to just take a little bit of an assessment of what situations you're currently putting yourself in. And maybe it's not your fault. Like, maybe your partner is really sporty and he, you know, wants you to come and hang out at the football club or whatever. If that's not your thing and you're just doing it to kind of make them, your partner, happy, but, you know, it's having a negative effect on how you feel about yourself because you don't feel like you fit in, or you don't feel like you're meeting people, like, this is kind of your permission slip to not do that. Don't put yourself in situations around people that don't see you for who you are. And I also want to add to that, though, don't not put yourself out there because you're worried about what people will think of you. Because, you know, if you don't gel with someone, or say the energy's not there, the vibe's not there, there's no harm in there's no harm in trying. You have nothing to lose, basically. So don't not put yourself out there because you're worried about how someone might see you. Put yourself out there. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, you know. But just really think about, are you putting yourself into situations where there are people that you know will like the same thing as you are going to? Like, women's circles are a perfect example of that. Like, quite often, people who attend women's circles are people who are interested in spirituality, or who are interested in, like, finding a deeper meaning, or wanting to have a really deep connection with other people, or, you know, other women. Maybe you are in a stage where you're a new mum. Maybe you need to go to a mother's group so that you can talk to other mums who are in the same situation as you. So just think about where you're showing up, okay? That's one little message that's coming through today. I'm going to move on to something else now. I have got a new booking system, and I've got some new offers as well through the booking system. It's an online booking system. Lots of people use it, and I thought, you know what? I sat down and I was getting this little bit of a download about things that I kind of need to implement in my own life as I step into this new timeline, because I feel like after my purging and my sickness, I'm stepping into something new, which I'm really excited about. But basically, spirit have kind of sat down. I say sat down with me because it kind of technically is like I'm sitting down, you know, doing some journaling or something. And it's almost like they come and they sit next to me and they talk to me, which sounds a little bit funny. But so when I say I sit down with spirit, it's like I'm in that energy. I'm in my channel. I'm asking for guidance. And this is what comes through. So sitting down, I'm thinking like, what does the next phase look like for me? Like, what things do I need to implement in my life to make my integration into this new timeline successful? And I guess you can look at it as like manifesting. Okay, if you're manifesting to have your life look a certain way, what steps can you put in place? What actions can you take to help you move into that timeline? Now, these don't have to be radical changes, right? So me sitting down with my spirit team and I've said to them, you know, what are some things that I can implement to integrate into this new timeline? So if I'm looking at this next version of myself, what do they do? What do they have around them? What do they look like? What do they wear? You know, and when I say they, I'm talking about me, but it's like this next version of me, what is going on around me? Okay, what things do I have in place in my life, right? And one thing that came through, funnily enough, was I needed an online booking system. And basically they explained to me that I don't have, at the moment, replying to messages, trying to find times for people to book in, all of that, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, it's time that I probably don't need to be spending, right? So this booking time, this booking system allows you to go on to my website or like onto my LinkedIn, onto the calendar booking, and you can just pick the time, you can pick what you want, pick what time you want to book in. And then it's all done, it's all organized, okay? And then basically, I just connect with you after that. So it's just going to save me a bit of time, really. So I'm excited that that's kind of, it took me a bit of time to set up. But now that it's set up and it's organized, it's just going to make my life a little bit easier, especially as well if I'm going to be, you know, opening up more booking times or whatever. Then I am going to be, I'm calling in more clients basically. So that means that at the moment, if the amount of people that I'm talking with back and forth to find a booking time for them, like that's going to expand, that's going to be more. So when I think about it, I'm like, I don't have time to be doing that more. So if I can put something in place that's really simple and easy for everyone involved, it also means that if I'm at school, then, you know, you don't have to wait 3 or 4 hours or a whole day for me to reply. You can just secure your appointment and it's there and it's good to go. And you know that it's, you've got the time that you want and, you know, you don't miss out. So that's also a bonus of having a little online booking system. So I'm excited about that. Okay. It's just one tiny little thing that is going to make my life a little bit easier, hopefully make your life a little bit easier. And also, you know, that's just part of stepping into this new timeline. That's what spirit have kind of guided me to do. I also had a couple of other things come through. Like, so this next version of me doesn't wear so much makeup. Okay. So like, I have kind of always loved makeup and I'm slowly kind of exploring natural products and all of that sort of stuff just because that's how I'm feeling drawn to. Like, I've stopped using perfumes because of like hormonal imbalances and things. And so now I'm kind of going down a more of a natural path with that. And so like one thing that came through about this next level self is that, you know, I don't need to wear so much makeup. So I'm on that journey right now. And obviously like insecurities can come up about this. I mean, someone listening might be feeling the same way, like, oh, but you know, my skin's not really perfect or whatever, whatever. And you know, that's me. Like, but at the same time, I also have had a bit of a journey with my skin. But, you know, this next version of myself does not want to wear makeup. So I'm kind of implementing a new beauty regime, if you like. I'm romanticizing my skincare routine. And, you know, that's also just another example of how spirit can kind of be like, I give you hints on what needs to happen next. Another thing that spirit came through and said is they've actually said to me that going vegetarian or vegan is part of this next level self. I'm not ready to do that yet. So I'm kind of, I guess, I don't know if I'm having a little bit of a battle with that one, but that's what's come through. But I think the main thing about it is that like eating less processed meats and, you know, like I love like cheese and crackers and salami. And so I think it's more like cut back on the salami, you know, and which is really funny. You know, ham, for example, having a ham toasty or whatever, you know, they're just saying it's time to cut back. And like bacon, I really like bacon. For some reason, I could almost eat bacon for every meal. But what I'm actually noticing is that the thought of eating bacon is actually becoming a little bit sickening. So what can actually happen is when you move onto these next timelines and into these new phases, you can actually have symptoms like that where, say, a certain food that you just loved just now repulses you. So that's also something to look out for if you're feeling like, oh, maybe I'm moving on to a new timeline. Have a little think about like your foods, your diet, your how hungry you are, like just how different foods make you feel afterwards and also before eating them, like thinking, does the thought of eating this make me feel good? So that's also something to look out for. I also had some other downloads come through as well, and it's just things like, you know, going for a walk every day. And one thing that I'd really like to do is get a business coach, which is not something that I've really felt drawn to do, but it's like this next phase, it would be good to just have someone in my corner. And you know, these changes that spirit kind of give to us and download to us are things that will fall into place really easily. So I know that, for example, with looking for a business coach, I know that the right person is going to come forward to me, because I know that with that download, spirit's then going to support me to put that action in place. So one thing I'm kind of like encouraging you to do right now, because we've had this purging, we've had this sickness, lots of people are sick at the moment, and you know, the full moon, we're releasing, letting go. I want you to sit down and I want you to ask your spirit team, what does this next level version of myself look like? What do they physically look like? How do they feel emotionally? What does their life outside of themselves look like? Because basically when we're tapping into the higher self, the oversoul, okay, this version of ourselves is like, if we move through life with as much ease and flow and alignment as possible, when we get to the end of this life, we will be that higher self. So every time that we level up, every time we let go or release what's no longer serving us, we take a step closer to that higher self or to that oversoul, okay? So the important thing to remember is that that higher self is always available for you to connect with to get support on your path. So we also have, like, obviously we've still got our spirit support team, our guardian angel, we've got past loved ones, ancestors of the highest good. We've got lots of light beings supporting us on our journey, but the higher self is one spiritual aspect that is so important to connect with. Because at any point, if you feel lost, if you feel out of alignment, if you're not sure what next step to take, your higher self is the perfect energy to connect with. So through meditations, have a sit down, sit outside and be in nature for a second and just set the intention that you want to connect with your higher self. I've actually got a meditation that takes you to your higher self. It's in my education tab on my website. So if you're like not really sure where to start with this and you need something to help you, then maybe you should go and have a look in that. I know that like there's lots of higher self meditations available if you just have a little search online on YouTube or whatever. There's lots of different tools that you can use and meditations you can use. Okay, so just do what you feel guided to. Like setting the intention to connect with your higher self is going to be really helpful for you at this time for you to make your next decisions. So Spirit is just saying now, for example, if you look into your higher self, you look into this next level self and say the job that they have is not the same job that you're doing now, that means that when new opportunities come in, you need to be receptive to them, right? It doesn't mean that you have to take them, but you need to at least consider the options, okay? And a lot of this comes down to trust, trusting that you have set a positive intention, that the guidance that you get is positive and supportive and fills you with hope that your next stage is exactly where you want to be. But it's also really important to remember that we can constantly get downloads and hits of guidance. We get shown signs, and it's basically up to us to then act on it. And in saying all of that, this new timeline that we're stepping into, it feels really aligned, really high vibrational. It feels in flow and, yeah, really joyful. Like I feel like people are really following their joy, and that's really awesome. If you are someone, though, that's currently not feeling like you're moving forward right now, don't feel like you're doing anything wrong, because it's just a matter of timing for you, okay? So a lot of people are still sitting in a bit of a waiting stage. We're purging, and now we're just waiting for the right opportunities to come in, okay? So just keep moving forward, put one foot in front of the other. Try not to stress or overthink what your next steps need to be. Like, just kind of go with the flow, be patient, and just allow for things to fall into place, because everything's happening. I really do believe that there's massive shifts happening from now until the end of the year. I just keep getting shown September and October as being really pivotal points for a lot of people. So it's almost like they've got this little portal or something open between September and October. And it's like during that stage, there's just going to be so much change happening for a lot of people. And then come the summertime, we'll be like living completely different lives. So just allow for everything to happen how it needs to. It's a really exciting time, even though right now when you're in a stage of purging and releasing and maybe being sick, you can feel quite down in the dumps. And just going back to what I said before, brought through before about community, lean on your loved ones, okay? There's people listening that don't give enough credit to their loved ones and think that their loved ones aren't willing to support them, or feeling like you're being a burden by asking for help. That is certainly not the case. There's a lot of people around us that love us and care for us and want to support us. And I think you need to remember as well that if your friend or your community was in the same place where they were really struggling with something and they came to you, you would be so willing to help them and support them. So just know that the connections that you've built over time, the community that you have built or the community that you're building, it is a really supportive one, and they see you for who you are. They love you for who you are. So don't be afraid to reach out to those supports when needed. Okay. I feel like Spirit have kind of like backed off a little bit now, so I'm going to leave that there. I hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Seriously Psychic podcast. I'm really excited about this new phase, a new journey with the podcast. I'm going to make the podcast a bit of a focus over the next few months and just kind of allow for time to be able to do that. So I will be in your ears again soon. I hope you have a beautiful week and I will talk to you later. Bye.